and we were somewhat recognized, you know, respected. He played some music, and we learned him more Creole songs, El Abba. And we sang him songs, Little Liza Jane, and Shake It Up, Bump Bump, Shake It Up, Shake It Up, Bump Bump, people dancing. Any kind of little music was respected in New Orleans if it had some substance to it, and that's what we had in this music. New Orleans music I played with my little band, substance music, and make people shake and wiggle and wobble and carry on, see? And we'd play parties, and they'd say, well, we give you 75 cents a piece to come over to the party. Say, a double mine. I'm a band leader, so I get $1.50. And we go play this party. Real professional at that level.
Right.
You become a professor. Give us some music now. Russell had sandpaper. Make me a pallet on the floor. You can make it high. You make it low. You can put it behind the kitchen door, but make me a pallet on the floor, on your floor.
Good evening, fellas. Yeah, I've been in a disaster. Went over to Poke Chop Willie's joint back of the tracks last night. You know, that little bus-out joint? Everybody's boozing, having a good time. Fat Fanny was there, Wide Open Annie, Luli Bell, Juicy Lucy, and Poke Chop Willie. They're always sitting there talking trash.
As Danny Barker's Spasm Band was getting more popular in his New Orleans neighborhood, his uncle Paul Barbaran was gaining national prominence as the drummer for King Oliver's early 20s jazz band in Chicago. And it was on a return visit to New Orleans that Paul Barbaran saw the promise of music in Danny Barker and offered Danny, then about 14, a banjo, which he soon sent.
It's not that you be a musician, you are a musician, but what you put you in the category when you didn't play a legitimate instrument as a ham fat musician. They call them ham fats. And I became a ham fat musician. When you say ham fat, well, you had a trombone in the band that takes some ham fat. But in the ice box, you always had some fat. You didn't get all, so you grease your slide with this ham fat. And it's a better job than you if you got some oil, see?
Right. So you put your start at the ham fat level.
Yeah, that's right. And you went and you improved, next thing you're in a band. See, one of the greatest jazz bands they had, it was Kid Rene's band during the 20s. Son Thomas was the banjo player in the band. The bass player in the band was Albert Glennie. He knew me. He knew I was a Barbaran. Son Thomas got drunk, and he's on the truck, and he can't play. So they sit him in the corner with his banjo there. So the band stopped at Oakwater and Ennett, and Albert Glennie looked out there, and he saw me, and he got a drunken banjo playing the band. He said, hey, Barbaran, come here. Come on up. I got up on the truck. He said, we need help. I said, like what? He said, you can play enough to play with this band. I said, well, I don't know. So Kid Rene is looking. See, Kid Rene is a giant here then. He said, get the banjo out. So they brought the banjo out the case. Son Thomas didn't give it to me, and he was old man smart. He told me what to tune up. So I played them tunes there. They weren't classics or very complicated. So here I'm sitting, everybody's looking in the street, about 300 people looking. I'm being transformed from a ham fat musician to playing in one of the great bands.
Tomorrow, our series on Danny Barker continues with The New York Years. I'm Fred Kasten, Inside the Arts for WWNO.